You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin. Robin, live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone. Happy almost weekend. Another long week and a rainy one at that. I hope everyone is having a good day, a good week. And guess what? I have great news for you if you don't know. Mercury retrograde finally came to an end about an hour and 20 minutes ago. I think it's good anyway. It was an especially hard Mercury retrograde for so many people. Computers crashing, phones crashing, I don't know. But anyway, now what can you expect before the full moon, which is next Wednesday night, I believe? I think you can finally start having, like, things that felt like they were halted will start moving again. You may feel some more clarity. You may stop feeling like you have a foggy brain. Finances may become more stable, and you may be able to prioritize your schedule a little bit more. And that emotional heaviness that you may have been feeling may start to, may start to go away. You may feel lighter. You may feel like you're actually healing from whatever you need to heal from. So, lastly, you may start to feel more vibrant and more alive. So get ready. We're still in the shadow, but Mercury retrograde is hereby over. And with that, I'm going to say hello to Francesca. Hello, Francesca. Yes. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. What can I do for you today?
Anything I need to know.
Okay. So I'm going to take a second and shuffle tarot cards, if that's okay. And I'm also going to link in with your energy and see what I feel.
Thank you.
Of course. Okay, so what I'm picking up on, wow, okay, cool. So I'm picking up that they're either you're preparing to celebrate with two lady friends something, and I'm feeling like it's coming in the fall. And I feel like you're preparing yourself for a celebration. And again, I'm getting with two friends or two sisters, people that are like sisters to you. But I'm getting that in order to prepare for this, you are strengthening your boundaries. You're feeling more stable. And I don't mean stable mentally or emotionally. I just mean having the boundaries so that when you do celebrate, people aren't going to cross the lines that you have allowed them to cross in the past. Does that make any sense?
Not right now, but I'm sure it will.
Okay. I really do feel like they're like you're raising the glass. So maybe if it's not a celebration with two other people, maybe it's possible that you're just raising the glass and celebrating you. Because I do feel like been working hard on yourself. Does that make more sense?
Yes.
I'm also picking up that it's time to take a chance on yourself. It's time to kind of like jump, but I don't mean jump off a ledge or anything. I mean, it's okay to take a chance on yourself. I feel new beginnings come in into your life, but I feel like the new beginnings come in because of all the work you're doing on yourself. Don't be afraid of people. How do I say it? Don't be afraid that someone's going to stab you in the back. Instead of worrying about that, have those boundaries around you to protect your own self. I also feel like you love to help people. I'm not sure if you're a healer, but I do feel like even if you're not working as a healer, you do heal people, and it's just a normal kind of thing for you. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, I'm in healthcare.
Okay. I feel like it's really, really important for you to keep building those boundaries because you're in healthcare. I understand that. But you're also a healer. And even if you don't know you're healing someone, you are. Like, I just feel like you're always doing the work no matter where you are. And I just feel like you need to build some boundaries so that you're not feeling everyone's pain all the time.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what I'm getting.
Yes, it does.
Would you understand? Are you worried about money or something? Because I keep getting, don't worry about the money. It's coming.
Well, I'm not working right now. So yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like maybe that's what's coming in October because, well, before October, I'm feeling more like September. But I do feel like there's a job offer that's coming. And I'm feeling, this is going to sound funny, but I'm feeling like come Wednesday, when it's the full moon, I do feel like you're going to be celebrating and howl. I know not literally howling, but I do feel like you're going to be howling to the moon, thanking the moon goddess, because I do feel like you're going to start. I feel like a job is coming around the corner, but I also feel like you may have to imagine yourself doing something a little bit different. You'll still be in healthcare, but you may be accepting, or someone may offer you something a little bit more different than what you're used to. And it could be something that is better, or that's going to lead to, it's like a stepping stone. And I just keep seeing you like stepping from stone to stone until you get to where you want to be.
So
you may have to think outside the box a little bit, if that makes any sense. Do you have any questions, or do you want me just to keep going?
Well, I know this is something, you know, outside of what you're talking about, but my boyfriend is very, very sick. Can you just give me a message on him? Yeah, he's very sick and he's in the hospital.
Okay. I'm not a medical intuitive, but let me see what I pick up on for him.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm getting is I'm getting that you kind of have to dig your heels in and patiently stand there and watch, which I know is difficult. Would it make any sense to you? I keep getting there's a new doctor coming on board, or there's someone else that's going to give an opinion. I do feel like there's almost a new partnership. So I feel like there's going to be some new communication. I do feel celebration. So I do feel like he's going to turn the corner and start getting well.
Okay.
And I'm getting the number two. So I feel like it could be 2 days, but I'm getting more like 2 weeks of regaining strength.
Okay.
And I do feel like he's the type of person that kind of digs his heels in and fights. So I don't feel like, I mean, I don't know what the illness is. You don't need to tell me, but I do feel like he's digging his heels in and fighting the good fight. So I do feel like, is there a fever? Why am I getting a fever?
As of today, there was no fever.
Okay, good. So maybe that's what I'm feeling, is that it broke, because I just feel like I see celebration. And I see water. So I'm not sure what the water is, but water is healing. So I feel like there's celebration and there's healing coming. And I am getting water. So I don't know whether you live near water or not, or whether he lives, both of you live on the water, but I'm getting that anything with water is going to help. Okay.
Okay.
And I do feel like I'm getting the sun shining and happiness. So I do feel like there's a lot of healing going on. And you're a big part of that, because that healer in you is helping him to heal. I don't know why. I keep seeing a fever. I keep seeing you putting your hand on his forehead and the fever starting to dissipate. So I feel like maybe that's why I was getting before, protect your energy and have those boundaries. I don't mean boundaries, like I'm not telling you to deny him anything, but just so that it bounces off of you. So you're not taking it in, if that makes sense.
Yes. Okay.
So I do feel like you're going to find that balance. And don't worry about the finances, because there's a new beginning there for you as well, and everything is working out the way it's supposed to.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So I hope that helps a little bit.
Huh?
I said I hope that helps a little bit.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. That was very good.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Good night. I hope everyone has a great night.